Saudi warplanes target the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, destroying cranes and warehouses used to keep humanitarian aid in the key import hub. The Saudi Air Force also hit the Yemeni Navy College and an officer's club in the Red Sea port. The strikes left two people dead and over 20 injured. Hodeidah has become a focal point of Yemen's humanitarian crisis. Aid groups have previously complained that a naval blockade has stopped relief supplies entering the country. With more than 80% of the population in desperate need of basic supplies, Saudi jets also targeted a military base in Sana'a province earlier. Nearly 20 civilians were killed in air raids in Jaf, Ibb, and Hajar provinces. About 5,000 Yemenis have lost their lives since Riyadh invaded its southern neighbor in late March. Activist and political commentator Hossein Al-Bukhaiti joins us now from the Yemeni capital Sana'a. Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the continuous Saudi air raids on the impoverished people of Yemen as a humanitarian catastrophe is unfolding there as well.
As an example of the Saudi latest crime, as you mentioned, they have targeted the Hodeidah port and they have taken out an entire section. They have taken it out of service. They destroyed a few cranes. And this, the Saudi has declared a week ago, I believe, or 10 days ago, that they will direct all ships towards Aden, and they want to close Hodeidah port and as well Sana'a port. But what they did today, by targeting Hodeidah port, they want entirely to close and destroy the port, so it wouldn't be it will not be able to receive ships anymore. And for that reason, they want to by force to direct all ships to Aden. And we know that in Aden and the road from Aden to other areas is still a war zone, so it will be hard to deliver any humanitarian aid if it reach Aden to other parts in Yemen. And on the top of that, the Saudi as well want to destroy Yemen economy. They are planning to move the central bank to Aden, and there are rumors of about printing a new currency. They just trying to do anything that they couldn't do through war and through terrorists in Yemen. They will try to do it with the help of the international community. And today, destroying the port of Hodeidah is one example of their crimes in Yemen.
Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, the Saudi attacks on Yemen is entering its fifth month. Would you say that the international community has failed the people of Yemen over this period of time?
I mean, of course, they failed, as they failed Gaza before, and as they failed many crises in the Muslim world across the region. The international community, especially like the United States, who is in control of the Security Council with Britain and France and other European countries, are benefiting from this war. They're making money from this war. So I don't think they will look into Yemen. The Pentagon in the United States has declared they will increase their support to the Saudi campaign in Yemen. And we've seen just 2 days ago when Al-Mikhlafi militia in Taiz, when they have secured and controlled some new areas, they have started a mass killing and a mass execution. And in one video that was published on some channel and as well on YouTube, it shows Mikhlafi fighters crucifying someone they claim he is a Houthi fighter, and butchering him in front of everybody, including kids in the street. And those militia are supported by the Saudi. They are supported by the United States. And it's silly when the United States said they are fighting terrorism and ISIS, or as they call it, Daesh, in Syria and Iraq. They are supporting ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Yemen.
Political commentator Hossein Al-Bukhaiti joining us from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Thank you, sir.